Joining us in the studio once again is Dr. Seth Moore. He's a wildlife biologist with Grand Portage Trust Lands and speaks to us regularly here about natural resource issues. Thanks for coming in, Seth.
Thanks, Kara. It's good to be here. Well, today I'm going to talk about a really interesting project that we've been partnering with the Minnesota Zoo relative to our moose herd. And we've been working with the Minnesota Zoo since 2009 on some of our moose population research and some of the other things that we're looking at relative to the population decline in moose. And recently, I've been working with one of the veterinarians there, Dr. Tiffany Wolf, and we just landed a small grant to look at what might be happening with moose calves in terms of what's affecting their mortality rates and why moose calves aren't recruiting into the population.
How did you hook up with the Minnesota Zoo?
When we started doing moose research in 2009, we were looking for a veterinarian or veterinarians to assist us because the drugs that are used to immobilize moose are class 3 drugs and require an actual trained medical professional. Whereas, you know, if we're doing a wolf collaring project, we can use drugs that are prescribed to us from a veterinarian. For something like moose, for the drug class that's required, we actually have to have a veterinarian present. So we began partnering with the zoo in 2009 when we started doing the moose collaring work, and they've been coming up every year when we do moose collaring and assisting with the captures and really providing a lot of information to us. Sometimes biologists don't think about things in the same way as veterinarians, and so it's a really powerful synergy between veterinarians and biologists, and it really helps us increase the breadth of the science that we're doing.
Okay. Getting back to moose calves, you say you got a small grant, so you're just beginning this study?
Yeah, we're just beginning this study. It's going to be a pilot study looking at calf mortality, and our intent is to look at how maternal health, how the cow health is related to the calf health, and then how that maternal health also is related to ultimate calf survival. So some of the things that we're interested in looking at are milk nutrition in the cows to see if that may be a factor that's impacting calf survival. We may be looking at stress levels in cows to see if that might lead to lower weight of the calves or lower survival of the calves down the road. We're also looking at maybe body fat composition to see if there are some nutritional issues that are affecting calf survival. And so those are the types of things that we're trying to accomplish here. We're going to have pretty small sample sizes, so we won't have, you know, very powerful science at this point, but we're also considering this to be a pilot study that might help guide our research in future years.
So do you think that stress on the cow or body fat issues are related to climate change?
I do, and I'll explain how. I really think that climate change is the driving factor for moose population decline that we're seeing. And I think it's happening because of increased parasites coming from deer. We have higher deer populations. I think it's also coming from higher diseases that might be transferred from external parasites like ticks. Tick numbers are also higher, likely as a result of climate change. And then we also have increased predation as a result of higher wolf populations. The wolf populations appear to be related to the higher deer populations as well. So we really think climate change is the driving factor, but we want to see how some of these health-related issues are affecting the health of the cows in terms of their maternal abilities and what nutrition that they can provide to the calves.
Mm-hmm. What are you seeing as far as calf survival rates right now?
Well, they've been pretty low. We've had relatively high pregnancy rates in the state of Minnesota for the last several years. And even though we've had high pregnancy rates and we know that these cows are dropping calves, we haven't really seen much recruitment into the population in terms of calves that have made it through their first growing season. So, you know, the likely causes of calf mortality are either predation or disease or, you know, nutritional stress that causes them to be preyed upon. And so that's where we really want to start looking at some of the factors that might affect the calf health.
Have there been any studies looking at this particular issue before?
No, the state of Minnesota, the Minnesota DNR is doing a study as well They're using much larger sample sizes. They also intend to look at calf mortality. But this year is probably one of the first years where that focus on calf recruitment has been conducted in Minnesota for sure. But, you know, from a biological perspective, looking at how young recruit into the population is a key thing to look at in declining populations. And the way that we look at it in the biological world is these are bottlenecks to recruitment, the things that limit how the population grows over time. And once you can figure out what these bottlenecks to recruitment are, then you might be able to address things from a management side.
So say you did find out that calves aren't surviving because the mothers aren't healthy due to climate change. What's the answer?
That's a really good question. There's a number of different answers. You know, if we think that, say, high deer numbers are contributing to parasite loads in moose, then in core moose range, maybe we would manage deer numbers more intensely to try to keep those deer numbers low.
And that's something we've talked about before, but that's a tough issue to even talk about, isn't it?
It absolutely is. These all become more social issues than biological issues, and sometimes we have to manage wildlife to the whims of the public rather than what maybe is necessarily healthy from an ecosystem perspective.
We're talking with Dr. Seth Moore from Grand Portage Trust Lands. Is there anything that you wanted to add about this study that you're just beginning with the Minnesota Zoo?
Well, I really look forward to working with the zoo on this. Every time I work with any of the veterinarians from the zoo, I learn lots, and we've really done some interesting things in the last few years, and I look forward to continuing that partnership.
Great. Well, as our regular listeners will know, your daughter Hannah provides us with trivia, very fun trivia. Do you have one for us today?
I do. It's a really important one in light of the fact that it's going to become spring. But here I go. To escape the grip of a crocodile's jaw, you need to push your thumb in its eyes and it will release its grasp on you.
Okay.
Just in case anybody encounters one when they go swimming.
Awesome. Thanks to Hannah. Once again, Dr. Seth Moore.
Thanks, Kara. Good to see you.